With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Authorities have identified an armed man who was shot and killed after entering the security perimeter of Mar-a-Lago early this morning, President Trump's resort in Florida. The president was not there, and he is safe. The man killed was identified by investigators as 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin. He is from North Carolina. He was carrying a shotgun and a can of fuel. Blizzard warnings up for much of the northern East Coast, New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and communities across the East Coast. A late winter storm is approaching. It could leave a lot of snow in its wake. Israeli airstrikes on eastern Lebanon have killed 8 members of Hezbollah.
Officials from the terrorist group say 8 of their members died in the strike near a village in eastern Lebanon. Hezbollah also says the Israeli strikes killed 3 local officials as well. Officials from the terrorist group spoke on Saturday. The Israeli military says it hit Hezbollah missile units at command centers in the Baalbek area.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The feds believe they know who is bankrolling Antifa these days.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau has identified major funding sources linked to Antifa and is pursuing enforcement actions against those responsible. Patel did not reveal the specific donors, but indicated that further details will be disclosed as the financial investigation progresses.
That's correspondent Keith Peters. Legal experts say a criminal investigation into whether negligence played a role in a deadly California avalanche could hinge on key decisions by guides leading the ill-fated ski trip. Pivotal moments included the choice to go on the trip in the first place. 8 people lost their lives, a 9th remains missing. This is SRN News. Religious people have weighed in on sex change operations for kids. The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex, a total of 67%. But the numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainland Protestants favor bans on child sex change operations, as do 50% of white Catholics and 44% of black Protestants. Pastor Greg Laurie will hold a Harvest Crusade in Canton, Ohio this summer. The one-night evangelistic event is set to take place June 13th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Laurie, who heads the Harvest Megachurch in California, holds several such events each year. It'll be free and open to the public and will feature Christian recording artists, including Chris Tomlin and Jeremy Camp. This is SRN News. European nations have a new program to produce low-cost air defense.
Friday's initiative of the E5 nations, that's France, Poland, Germany, the UK and Italy, comes as one of many European efforts to bolster defence along their borders, like a drone wall with Russia and Ukraine to better detect, track and intercept violations of Europe's airspace. Both Moscow and Kyiv have cutting-edge drone warfare capabilities forged in the grim laboratory of war, where battlefield innovations have rewritten modern battle tactics. UK Minister Luke Pollard says nations are investing together in the next generation of air defence and autonomous systems to strengthen NATO's shield. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is atop the hockey world for the first time in nearly half a century. Winning goal in overtime, the U.S. defeats Canada 2-1 in the gold medal final at the Milan Cortina Olympics today. This is SRN News.